We ready? Is superintendent on the line? It is the first. I have forgotten it's the first day of school.
Uh-oh.
Because it was bad enough I had to put on a sweater this morning. That was bad. That was bad enough. A sweater on July 28th. And then I went, it's the first day of school in Warren Township. A race to the top school. And they're all excited out there. Especially the superintendent, Dr. Dina Cushenberry. And she's on our live line. Superintendent, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. So everything worked. The buses were on time. Everything. Kids all got lunch and everything.
Everybody. Everything worked well. Actually, had a call from my leaders, and they told me we could not have asked for a better day. So our leadership team is saying we were off to a great start in all of our schools.
What in terms of this school year, in yesterday's newspaper and again today in the Indianapolis Star, they had all these scary things about what education is facing today, frightening everybody. From your point of view, the superintendent of the district, what are the opportunities for this school year that started today? What are the challenges?
Well, I think the opportunities, certainly preparing our kids and making sure our parents understand the new, what they call I-STEP, but it truly is not like I-STEP Plus. This new college and career ready exam is extremely difficult, and the assessment will be difficult. So I think parents and administrators, everyone needs to know you really need to go out and figure out and look at Norman Webb's depth of knowledge and understand those categories. That will certainly help.
And that's a book, Norman Webb's, what's it called?
It's Norman Webb's, it's Depth of Knowledge.
Depth of Knowledge, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not a book, but it tells you, it will give parents and administrators the depth of which students will need to understand the information that's coming to them. Levels 1 and 2 are what we found on the I-STEP assessments. Levels 2, 3, and 4 will be on this new exam, and it's pretty rigorous.
How much training and update have your teachers and counselors gotten to prepare for this?
Well, you know, we started back when we started transitioning, I would say, in 2010 when we first thought we were going to Common Core. And so we've been preparing all along, and we've been making some of those transitions. So our students and our teachers have that, I'd say, basic knowledge, and now we're going a little deeper.
Are there going to be things in Warren Township to work with parents and grandparents and try to get them to, when they release the practice test or release the practice website where not only students can practice what this test looks like, but parents, are there going to be like little sessions, maybe come over, have pizza at the school, and we'll show you how this stuff works?
Absolutely. We started last year with a Common Core session, and we called it a community dialogue, and actually it was sponsored by our board members to allow parents to understand and just start that dialogue. Absolutely.
One of the other challenges this year is making the community understand that whenever the Department of Education decides, we get to find out how you did in the old I-STEP. I guess I need to call it the old I-STEP as opposed to what's going to be the new I-STEP, letting people know, okay, that's the last of it. You can't compare 2014 to 2015. How important is it going to be for people like me in the media?
Well, what I would say to you is, first of all, we need to understand what the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, is going to do with the waiver.
Right.
Because you remember, at 2014, we will all be failing schools if they don't agree to that waiver.
Right.
And so the implications of that is one thing. But this new test, I think, again, it's our new baseline. What we understand across the country, it's a very rigorous exam. And I think New York and some of those folks only had 30% passing.
Right, yeah.
And so just to let parents know, teachers, everyone know, and students, you know, this is going to be a difficult exam. And so based on our baseline, improvement is what we're going to want and what we'll expect.
You also are a race to the top school. You got all that extra dollars and resources in the race to the top grant. How does that get integrated into this school year?
Well, couple of things. Last year we rolled out our one-to-one initiative. This year we're rolling out digital content to go with that. So we'll have, I'd say, a lot more resources for our students. And the other thing about the one-to-one rollout, it's anytime, anywhere. So now teachers and students can communicate via email when a student doesn't understand homework. Mm-hmm. They can say, I don't understand this, and teachers have gone back and forth, and I think that has really helped with the relationships we have. Also, we are rolling out what we call culturally relevant PBIS. So every student in Warren Township, K-12, we will have explicit language, modeling some of the behaviors and expectations, giving students some choice and voice in what they will want to learn. So we're excited, and it's all because of our Race to the Top grant.
How much now is still on the paper textbooks, and how much transitioning are you going from paper textbooks to either iPads or more electronic?
Well, we have a combination. I'd say you can find 50% of us, we still have our books, and then we do a lot of digital content also. We have a virtual learning environment at our high school. So we're moving in that direction where four walls of school will change eventually, and we understand that. And so we're trying to push the envelope now to see how far out we can go with that.
We're with Superintendent Dr. Dina Cushenberry, Superintendent of Warren Township there, leading the pack. You all are like Jeff Gordon. You're leading the pack with everybody going back to school. The grant money that you've gotten in Race to the Top and other grants, that helps you augment your budget. But in terms of the basic budget that you get from the taxpayers of the state of Indiana and the general fund, and then the transportation and building fund from the taxpayers of Warren Township, as you look at 2015's budget, how tight's it going to be?
Well, all budgets are tight, and you know, with the tax cap, it's really put a distress on our transportation and our operation capital projects. But we have a wonderful business director, operations chief, a financial officer, who has really tried to make sure that we stay pretty physically responsible. So we're in good shape.
The same folks that gave you the Race to the Top grant, the U.S. Department of Education, they and the Justice Department have sent the note out to school districts all across the country in terms of disparity of discipline. How are you all adjusting to that in Warren Township?
Well, again, with our CRPBIS, it's our positive support systems, okay, we have implemented what we call CORE, okay, Civility, Order, Respect, and Excellence. And so we know that 95% of our students will definitely be able to follow a basic Tier 1 as we roll it out. But we also know that we have students that have maybe some mental health issues and other issues that we have to address. And so with that Race to the Top money, we're using a portion of that to support kids. And we also have what we call Parent University, or PAC. Mm-hmm. And we have Mr. Hansen, Tim Hansen, who rolls that part of it out. And we're excited about that. We've had a couple of workshops for parents last year, and we'll have more this year.
Are those guidelines embedded in the student handbook, in the rule book? Because you know me on this air, I'm telling every parent, no matter what school you're in, make sure you read that handbook. That's the guide.
Absolutely, yes. It is. We have converted to everything in our Student Rights and Responsibility Handbook will focus on CORE. Was it civility? Was it order? Was it respect? Was it excellence? And so we are trying to have a common language so our students can certainly transition in our district and out and have those understandings.
So that means that parents and grandparents, if you got kids in the Warren Township schools, that means this year you have to read the student handbook because it's different in some respects than what it was the previous years.
You are correct.
All right. So see, I'm going to get on them if they start calling me with problems in Warren Township. Have you read the new handbook? Now, notice we have talked all about your academics, and I haven't yet asked about the football. That's a good thing.
That's a wonderful thing. But we'll see you at the championship game next year, this year. We'll see you.
Drew, you heard that. She done thrown that Warriors marker down.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm very glad that we talk about academics in our, athletics and our music department second, but we understand that, all of that is important for students, so.
Is there also, with all of this focus, and you got this new I-STEP coming in some of the conversations we had with parents and with students over this past school year, there was this knowledge that the recess time, the exercise time, particularly for our younger kids in school, is getting reduced, and with the effort of trying to reduce childhood obesity here in the state, are there ways that you're trying to carve out a little bit more recess time without getting in trouble from Superintendent Ritz?
Well, you know, we understand that's important. So we have added, probably 10 years ago, we added an additional 30 minutes to our instructional day. Mm-hmm. So we do not touch our recess time. We think that's important for kids.
Oh, Drew is now happy. that if he were a Warren Township younger student, he would get his recess. And we are going to work on coming out there in September.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you.
We have not been, we were saving the, I guess it's saving the best district for last.
Oh, wow.
We've been doing this now for 40 years, starting the 40-year tour out at Warren Township, and we look forward to that. But it is the first day of school, so the three students that didn't make it today in Warren Township, they need to show up tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Because this is a crucial school year, and every day you miss unnecessarily could potentially hurt you come March. This is
That's
serious business
true.
This year.
Very true, sir.
Superintendent Dr. Dina Cushenberry, the superintendent at the Race to the Top School District, Warren Township. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.